everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Imagine if you could extend your life, meaning you could live longer. Wouldn't that be really cool? Well, no matter what, I do think that we all agree that it is very important that you live your life to the fullest. Well, today's lesson is called Live Longer, and I think that there are many people who have thought about different ways in which they could live longer or extend their lives. In our lesson, there are four things we're going to talk about. First, chew your food. Don't swallow it. Chew it first. Then, make time for yourself. Third, believe in God. And four, it's not about me. Friends, what is this all about? You will find out. Open up your magazines. And what are we waiting for? Let's begin.
Live longer. Chew your food. When you eat, chew your food thoroughly. That makes it easier for your body to use the food's nutrients. Also, it takes 20 minutes for your stomach to tell your brain it's full. If you eat more slowly, you'll likely consume less. Make time for yourself. We all have plenty of stress in our daily lives. Be sure to find some ways to blow off steam to reduce that stress. Take an exercise class. Have dinner out with friends. Start a new hobby. Do something you enjoy, just for you.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 nutrient 这个名词 ,N-U-T-R-I 这个字根有营养的意思。所以 nutrient 是指养分或营养物。例如 ,the energy drink claims to provide all the nutrients you need every day. 这个能量饮料号称能够提供你一天所需要的所有养分。或者是 ,our blood carries oxygen and nutrients to all parts of our bodies.协议把氧气以及养分输送到我们身体的每个部位。和它相关的另外一个名词是 nutrition, N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, 意思是指营养，它是一个不可数名词。例如 ,good nutrition is essential for children's growth, 良好的营养对孩子们的成长非常重要。接下来我们看的是 blow off steam 这个成语。blow off steam 原本有一种释放蒸汽的意思。但是在这里特别是指发泄情绪释放压力或精力也可以说成 let off steam 例如 Lawrence blows off steam by playing basketball with his pals Lawrence 透过跟好朋友打篮球来抒压或者是 kids sometimes need to run around to let off steam 小孩子有时候需要跑来跑去来发泄精力
So GabeGabe.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yes. Do you typically chew your food?
Rebecca, you have no idea.
What?
And what I mean by that is, yes.
Yes.
I chew my food a lot. Actually, it bugs some people. It annoys some people.
Well, do you chew loudly?
I don't know. I don't chew loudly, but I do take a while to chew my food, so...That's why I eat slowly, and that's what annoys some people.
Well, guess what then?
What?
You might live longer.
Yes!
Yes!
I knew I was doing something right.
Because our very first tip for today is chew your food. And of course, we're talking about living longer, having longevity.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Chew your food.
Chew your food.
Rebecca, do you chew your food?
I do. I'm afraid if I don't chew my food, I might choke.
You know, some people...actually count the amount of times they chew their food because they've heard, oh, you're supposed to chew your food at least 50 times before you swallow. And so they count before they swallow. I'm not like that, but I do chew my food a lot.
Oh, good.
Don't want to choke.
Nope, don't want to choke. Or our lesson says, when you eat, chew your food thoroughly. And if you do something thoroughly, that means that you do it completely.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Completely.
So chew your food thoroughly, all right? You could also say something like, you know, maybe you spent some time with somebody, and you could say, I thoroughly enjoyed my time with you. I'm so glad we had a chance to hang out. I thoroughly enjoyed that time.
That's right. Well, chew your food thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it easier for your body to use the food's nutrients. Well, if you just eat food and you swallow it without chewing it thoroughly, the body might not be able to absorb all the nutrients in the food.
Yeah, because food is supposed to be nutritional, right? There are nutrients in the food. Well, this is a good reminder. I'm glad that I chew my food, and now I know why it's good for me.
Also, it takes 20 minutes for your stomach to tell your brain it's full. If you eat more slowly, you'll likely consume less. So, Gabe, you mentioned that you eat slowly.
Right.
So I assume you probably eat less than somebody else who eats quickly.
Well, it depends. Usually I eat everything that is on my plate, even if maybe I'm already starting to feel full. But that is a good question to ask, though, because sometimes you do start to feel full, and maybe that's your body telling you, hey, maybe you should stop eating.
Interesting. Well, these are interesting things to discuss and think about. Well, let's move on to our next tip. Make time for yourself. If you make time for yourself or somebody, that just means that you are allowing a certain amount of time to do something.
And this is a really good tip. You should make time for yourself, but I also think it's important to make time for the important things in life. Often I forget to do this, or I just get so busy, I think, okay, I'm busy, I need to do one thing and then another thing, and then go to sleep. But I don't make time for myself, or I don't make time for people who are important to me. I should do that more.
I think it's very important to make time for yourself and to make time for those people that are important in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we read, we all have plenty of stress in our daily lives. Be sure to find some ways to blow off steam to reduce that stress.
Rebecca,
yes?
I have a great way for you to blow off steam.
Go for it. Tell me. What?
Just play drums. Oh, man, it's so fun playing drums.
Uh-huh.
You can blow off steam in this way because you can kind of stop thinking about your life and just kind of think about the beat and the groove when you're playing drums.
Well, you know something, Gabe? I think that probably works really well for you.
Yes.
And you know one way that helps me to blow off steam?
To drink coffee.
No and no and no. To play the piano.
Oh, right.
Yes, so I play piano. That helps me blow off steam. And what does it mean to blow off steam? This just means that you do or say something that makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Some people like to do something quiet, like reading, just to blow off steam. Or maybe going out for a walk, right?
Or
take
an exercise class. Or have dinner out with friends. That could also help you to blow off steam. So, what does it mean if you go out to eat?
Well, you're eating out, right?
You're eating out! That means you eat at a restaurant.
Exactly. You're not cooking at home. You're eating out. Do you like to eat out? That's what our lesson is talking about here. Have dinner out with friends. Eat out somewhere.
You could start a hobby. Do something you enjoy just for you. Well, right now it's time for us to do something that I know you will enjoy. It's just for you. It's the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Today let's talk about food, or more precisely, the word food. We all know it's uncountable, right?
That's right. Think about this. Can we say two foods, three foods, four foods? No, that just doesn't sound right. Food is therefore uncountable. We cannot say, I do not eat many foods.
However, sometimes we do see the word foods with an S. In this usage, foods refers to types of food. If I say, I'm willing to try different foods, I mean I'm willing to try different types of food.
Sometimes I buy frozen foods. They are convenient to prepare.
So Carolyn likes to cook different kinds of frozen food. Frozen vegetables, frozen pizza, frozen breakfast burritos.
So it all depends on how you look at food, in general or in particular.
Other than food, we can add an S at the end of many uncountable nouns to indicate different types of something, like different candies, chocolates, wines, cheeses, all words that are normally uncountable.
We should note, however, that foods is not commonly used in everyday speech. We more often say different kinds of food rather than different foods. If you went to a party and there were different types of food from different countries, instead of saying there were Mexican, Chinese, and Italian foods, you might want to use the more common dishes. There were Mexican, Chinese, and Italian dishes at the party.
我们来看 food 这个字，一般来讲 food 是个不可数名词。肚子饿的时候我们必须讲 is there any food, 不能讲 are there any foods。但如果要表达不同种类的食物，我们可以将它可数化，在字尾加 s。比如说 frozen foods 是指不同种类的冷冻食品。在超市就会看到专门卖 frozen foods 的一个区，只是 foods 这个字听起来像个专门用语，比较不会用在日常生活的会话。如果你要表达餐桌上的三种不同的食物，与其说 there were three foods on the table， 不如用 dishes， there were three different dishes on the table。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。A classroom, studio classroom, studio classroom, studio classroom, studio classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today's lesson is about living longer. And of course, who wouldn't want to live longer? Well, we've already learned two very important tips. First, chew your food. That's important to remember. Don't just swallow your food. Chew it first. And the next tip was, make time for yourself. Friends, these are very important. So let's learn some more tips.
Live longer. Believe in God.Many studies show there is a connection between religious belief and good health. Those who believe in God seem to live longer than those who don't. It's not about me. If you want to live longer, help others. Studies show that volunteering increases your lifespan. It also builds your social network. And having lots of friends around, especially in old age,helps you live longer.
OK, 继续我们看 religious 这个形容词。Religious 在这里是指笃信宗教的或者是虔诚的。例如 Tina is very religious. She goes to church almost every day. Tina 非常的虔诚，她几乎天天都去教会。Religious 也指宗教的，例如 religious rituals 是指宗教仪式，或者是 religious beliefs 是指宗教信仰。它的名词是 religion, R-E-L-I-G-I-O-N, 例如 the Christian religion 就是指基督教。Religion 也指极爱好或者是入迷的事物，例如 baseball is a religion for these fans, 对这些球迷而言，棒球就是他们的信仰。最后我们看的是 network 这个名词。Network 在这里是指网络或者是网状系统，例如 Japan's railroad network is very complicated， 日本的铁路网络非常复杂，或者是 the distribution network of our products needs to be expanded， 我们的产品分销网络需要更扩充。 Network 也可以指人与人之间的关系网，例如 the company found their new technician through a professional network，这家公司透过这个行业的人脉找到了他们的新的技师。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So this next tip is believe in God. Many studies show there is a connection between religious belief and good health. Now you see that word religious, it's actually one of our word bank words, and that just means that you have a strong belief in God. Yeah.
And there are different religions, right? So you might believe in God, you might believe in some other kind of deity, right? So religion could refer to a lot of different things. So people have different religious beliefs. I personally think that everyone has religious beliefs, even if they say, I don't believe in God. There is no God. Well, that's kind of a religious belief because then you yourself become that God. You govern your own life. So everyone has religious beliefs. It just depends on what the belief is.
Exactly. And of course, our lesson says those who believe in God seem to live longer than those who don't. Now, I do have to say that even people who believe in God do die early sometimes. Sometimes we might say they die prematurely. So I don't think it's fair to say, oh, just because you believe in God, you're going to live longer.
Right. And I think that's a really good point. However, I guess the studies show that if you do have some religious beliefs, you will live longer. But speaking of religious beliefs and religion, you know, Christians like to say believing in God is not about religion or religious beliefs. It's about a relationship. What do you think about that?
And I think that's an excellent point to bring up because, you know, I've been a Christian my whole life. I've gone to church my whole life. And I think that the thing that sets Christianity apart is having that relationship with Jesus.
Exactly. And it's a relationship that we didn't start with God. No, God started it with us. Most of the time we have to earn our way or earn our God's love in a lot of different religions, right? But actually, in Christianity, God started and he loved us first. And so we just respond. So it really is a relationship.
Exactly. Well, let's move on to the next point. We read, it's not about me. If you want to live longer, help others. Studies show that volunteering increases your lifespan. And I think that that's very true. When you take the time and you help other people, you look for ways to reach out to others, guess what?
You are being very altruistic, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Friends, that is a word that doesn't appear in our lesson. It's a little bit more difficult, but that's the idea here, is that when you're living for others and seeking how you can help other people, maybe you are an altruistic person. That's the idea of altruism.
Right. So you're willing to do things that help other people, even if it's not necessarily good for yourself. But I do like this idea that when you help other people, I do think you do end up helping yourself.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, yes. So when you look for ways to volunteer and help other people, it kind of gives you this sense of satisfaction. And it takes your mind off of yourself. And it helps you see that, wow, there's other people that need help. And I can do something to be a support to them.
You know, I've heard a lot of wise people say the same thing. And you are one of those wise people. And they say that when you help other people, of course, you are helping yourself as well, because it is more blessed to give than to receive. And we don't understand that until we actually start doing it.
Well, you know something? When you volunteer, this just might increase your lifespan. And you see that word in our lesson. Your lifespan just refers to the amount of time that you live.
That's right. And most of us want to have a long lifespan, right? To live for a long time. Let's go to the next sentence. It also builds your social network. Well, speaking of network, do you know what networking is?
Yep. I'm glad you asked. When you network with other people, or networking, that just means that you go around and you meet new people who might be helpful, especially when it comes to your job or career.
That's right. I know a lot of people that like going to networking events where they can just meet strangers and maybe build a business partnership, right? Friends, these are some great tips, and right now I have a great tip for you. Let's go and enjoy the
review skit. Wow, what a brilliant idea.
I know.
Oh, hey, Grandpa. How are you?
Well,
I'm old.
Very funny. So, Grandpa, what's your secret to long life?
That's easy. Just don't die.
Is it exercise, eating right, and getting enough sleep? Grandpa? Grandpa?
Oh, did someone say sleep?
Grandpa, can you give us more advice on how to extend our lives?
Sure. Sunscreen.
Sunscreen?
That's right. Skin cancer is preventable, so rub on the sunscreen.
Okay.
And use your mind. Memorize things and add up numbers.
Add numbers?
That's right. 2 plus 2 is 4.
Okay.
Remember, don't eat and watch TV at the same time.
Well, why not?
You'll eat more than you should.
Okay. Well, thanks, Grandpa.
Wait! I'm not finished yet. Also, remember to chew your food carefully.
Oh, to get all the nutrients?
And so you don't choke. Oh, another tip for longer life is to make time for yourself.
To reduce stress?
Right. And besides, why live a longer life if you don't enjoy it?
Very true.
Oh, and another thing, believe in God.
Is there a connection between belief and long life?
Yes, I believe there is.
Well, thank you, Grandpa.
Wait, that's not all. Remember, it's not about you. So help others. Volunteer. Build a social network.
Right. And having friends helps you to live longer as well.
That's right. Now follow my good advice and live a longer life.
Okay, Grandpa. How do you know so much?
Lots and lots and lots of experience. You can go now.
All right. Goodbye, Grandpa.
Bye, Sonny. Bye-bye. Cute kid.
Well, friends, there are so many ways that people try to make their lives longer or try to live longer. Rebecca, which one of today's tips was helpful for you?
Definitely believe in God. I think that that's a very, very helpful tip, a good reminder for me that we need God, we need Jesus, and we need to have a relationship with him.
That's right. And he does give us the hope that we need for the times that we are depressed and we don't want to keep on living, right? So it is very important. Friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.